This is the Sakar Merli of the 13th of March, 2024. Essence. Sweet children, there are no other students throughout the whole world who are as multi-million times fortunate as you. The Father, the ocean of knowledge himself, comes here as your teacher to teach you. Question. What should you remain constantly interested in so that your threads of attachment can break? Answer. If you are interested in doing service, your threads of attachment can break. Make your intellects constantly remember that whatever you see with your eyes is perishable. Don't see it even while seeing it. The Father's Srimat is, see no evil, hear no evil. Om Shanti. God Shiva speaks to you sweet saligrams, that is, to you spiritual children. You children understand that you belong to the original, eternal, pure deity religion of the Golden Age. So you should remember that you belong to that religion. Many believe in the original, eternal deity religion, but instead of calling it the deity religion, they named it the Hindu religion. You now understand who the original and eternal ones are, and that by taking rebirth, this is what you have become. God sits here and explains this to you personally. God isn't a bodily human being. All others have their own bodies. Shiv Baba is known as the bodiless one. He does not have a body of his own. All others have their own bodies. So it is very sweet to experience oneself to be bodiless in this way. What were you, and what are you now becoming? You understand how this drama is created. This deity religion was the path of pure households. It is no longer a pure household path. You know that you are now establishing the original eternal deity religion. The name Hindu has only been given recently. There is no such thing as the original eternal Hindu religion. Baba has told you many times to explain to those who belong to the original deity religion. Tell them to write which one they belong to, the pure, original, eternal deity religion or the Hindu religion. They will then come to understand about 84 births. This knowledge is very easy. By being told that the cycle lasts for hundreds of thousands of years, people have become confused. This too is fixed in the drama. To become Tamopratan from Satopratan is also part of what is fixed in the drama. Those who belong to the deity religion have become so dirty while taking 84 births. At first, Bharat was so elevated. You should sing the praise of Bharat. They definitely now have to become Satopratan from Tamopratan, and new from old. As you progress, people will definitely begin to understand what you tell them. Tell them, wake up from your deep sleep and remember the Father and your inheritance. You children should experience happiness throughout the day. Throughout the whole world in general, and the whole of Bharat in particular, then are no students as multi-million times fortunate as you. You understand that you are becoming what you originally were. It will be the same selected ones who emerge. You must not be confused about this. Anyone who hears even a little of this knowledge at the exhibitions will become a subject. This is because the imperishable wealth of knowledge can never be destroyed. Day by day, this organisation will become more and more powerful. Then countless people will come to you. A religion is established gradually. When an important person comes from abroad, countless people go to see his face. It is not like that here. You know that whatever exists in this world is perishable. You must not see it. See no evil. All of that rubbish is going to be burnt. Whatever you see, including human beings, etc., you realise that everything is iron-aged. You are confluence-aged Brahmins. No one else knows this confluence age. Simply remember that this is the confluence age and that you have to return home. So you must definitely become pure. The father now says, this vice of lust causes sorrow from the time it begins through the middle to the end of it. So conquer it. Some are harassed so much for poison. The father says, lust is your greatest enemy. You must conquer it. There are now so many human beings in the world at this time. For how long will you have to continue to explain to each one individually? When you explain to one, another will say that this is magic. Then they stop studying. This is why the father says, explain to those who belong to the original eternal deity religion. The original eternal religion is the deity religion. You explain how Lakshmi and Narayan claim their status and how they changed from ordinary humans into deities. It must definitely have been in their last birth, when they completed their 84 births, that they then became that. Those who are interested in doing service will remain engaged in that. Your attachment, etc., will then break from everywhere. Whatever you see with your eyes has to be forgotten. It should be as though you do not see it. See no evil. People have made an image of monkeys showing this, but they do not understand anything. Some children make so much effort. Baba gives them thanks for explaining to others and making them worthy. Those who are able to show the result of what they do are the ones who receive a prize. You know how many prizes Baba is going to give you. The first prize is the Sun Dynasty Kingdom, and the second prize is the Moon Dynasty. Everything is number-wise. So many scriptures are written on the path of devotion. The Father now explains, no one can meet me by studying those scriptures, or by creating sacrificial fires or doing penance. Day by day, souls are becoming more and more sinful. No one can become a pure and charitable soul. Only the Father comes and makes you into charitable souls. There are limited donations and limited charity, and then there are unlimited donations and unlimited charity. people on the path of devotion make donations and perform charity indirectly in the name of God, but they do not know who God is. You now know him. You say that Shiv Baba has totally changed you from what you were. God is only one, and yet they call him omnipresent. So you should explain to those people about the things they have been doing. They come to you and listen for a while. Then they go out and leave behind everything they heard. Whatever they heard here remains here. They forget everything. They tell you that this knowledge is very good and that they will come again. However, they are unable to break their threads of attachment. The story of King Mohajit, someone who overcame attachment, is so good. The first class King Mohajit is Lakshmi and Narayan. It is a wonder, however, that people do not understand anything. While coming down the ladder into the kingdom of Ravan, they fall right down. Children play a game of climbing up and down. Your game is also very easy. The father says, imbibe this knowledge very well. Do not perform any dirty actions. The father says, I am the seed, the truth, the living being, the embodiment of bliss, and the ocean of knowledge. Would the ocean of knowledge remain seated up above? He would definitely have to come to give knowledge at some point in time. No one knows what that knowledge is. The father says, I have now come to teach you, and so you should study regularly. You must not miss this study for even a day. You will definitely find one good point or another each day. If you do not study the Murlis, you definitely miss some points. There are countless points. You also have to explain to the people of Bharat that they belonged to the original eternal deity religion. There are so many religions now. History must repeat. Just as a genie was ordered to go up and down a ladder, so this too is your ladder of going up and coming down. All of you are genies, are you not? You climb the ladder and then come down through 84 births. There are so many human beings, and each one has to play his own part. You children should be amazed. You have now received the full introduction of this unlimited play. Only you know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the whole world drama. No other human beings can know this. No one in the Golden Age uses bad language. Here they continue to insult one another. This is the river of poison, the complete depths of hell. Everyone here is in the depths of hell. There, as are the king and queen, so the subjects. You will gain victory at the end when everyone understands who established the original eternal deity religion. This is the main thing that no one knows. The father says, I am the Lord of the poor. They will understand this at the end. However, by then it will be too late. Each of you now has received a third eye. Keep your sweet home and your sweet kingdom in your intellect. The father says, you now have to go to the land of peace and the land of happiness. Whatever part each of you has played, it enters your intellect. Everyone except you Brahmins is almost dead. You Brahmins have to become alert. Only you Brahmins become deities. This one religion is now being established. Your intellects also understand how other religions are established. Only the One Father explains all of this. Therefore, you should remember such a father again and again. You may do your business, etc., but simply remain pure. The original eternal deity religion was a pure religion. Now become pure again. While walking and moving around, remember me, your father, and you will become Satipatthana. You will receive strength when you become Satipatthana. You cannot claim the highest status unless you stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Only when your sins have been cut away will you reach your Satipatthana stage. This is the fire of yoga. These words are mentioned in the Gita. They, the sannyasis, beat their heads over yoga. They tempt people abroad to come so they can try and teach them yoga. They should at least try to understand what you say. God, the Supreme Soul, is only one. He comes and makes everyone supreme. One day, the newspapers will print these things. They will say, "It's true. No one but the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, can teach Raj Yoga." You should have such things printed in large letters. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. In order to claim a prize of the Sun Dynasty Kingdom, first claim blessings from Bapdada. You must definitely show the results of the service you do. Break all your threads of attachment. 2. The Father, the ocean of knowledge, the bodiless one himself, comes to teach you knowledge. Therefore you must study it every day. You must not miss this study for even a day. Make effort to become as bodiless as the Father. Blessing. May you be a special server and spread the sound of the power of silence with the proof of your practical life. To give everyone the experience of the power of silence is to do special service. Just as the power of science is well known, in the same way, let the power of silence become well known. Let the sound emerge from everyone's mouth that the power of silence is greater than the power of science. That day too will come. The revelation of the power of silence means the revelation of the Father. The lives of all of you is the practical proof of the power of silence. Let each one of you be seen as a model of peace as you walk and move around. The eyes of the scientists will then fall on you who have silence. When you do such service, you will be said to be a special server. Slogan: keep a balance between doing service and maintaining your stage and you will continue to receive blessings from everyone. Om Shanti. Invaluable versions of Mataswariji. Song. Show the path to those who are blind, dear God. When people sing the song, Show the Path to Those Who Are Blind, it means that there is only one God who can show the path, and this is why people call out to God. When they ask God to show the path, they are definitely asking God to show human beings the path, and so God, who is incorporeal, definitely has to come into a corporeal form, for only then could he show the path in a practical way. He could not show the path without coming here. People who are confused need to be shown the path, and this is why they say to God, Show the path to those who are blind. He is also called the boatman who takes us across to the other side. That is, he takes us beyond the world made of five elements to the other side. That is, he takes us beyond the five elements to the sixth element, which is the great element of constant light. So it is only when God comes from that side to this side that he can take us to that side. So God has to come from his world, and this is why God is also called the boatman. He is the one who takes us boats, or boats of souls, across. He will take with him those who have yoga with him. Those who are left behind will experience punishment from Dharamraj and become liberated later. When people are extremely unhappy, they remember God. God, take us away from this world of thorns to the shade of flowers. This means that there is definitely another world. All human beings know that the world is now full of thorns, due to which they experience sorrow and peacelessness, and they then remember the world of flowers. There must definitely have been a world of those sanskars that souls were filled with. We all know that sorrow and peacelessness are due to the karmic accounts of our karmic bondages. From kings to paupers, every human being is completely caught up in these accounts. And this is why God himself says that the present world is the Iron Age. It is all full of karmic bondage, whereas the world before was the world of the Golden Age, which is also called the world of flowers. That is the kingdom of the deities, free from karmic bondage and liberated in life. It is not that now. When we say liberation in life, it does not mean that we were free from our bodies. They didn't have any consciousness of bodies while being in their bodies, and did not have any sorrow. This means there was no complication of karmic bondage there. From taking life, birth, or leaving life, dying, they had happiness from the beginning through the middle to the end. So liberation in life means that they were karmateet while living. Now this whole world is completely caught up in the five vices. It means that the five vices reside everywhere. However, human beings do not have the power to conquer these five evil spirits. This is why God himself comes and liberates us from these five evil spirits and enables us to receive the future reward of the deity status.